Good morning and welcome, Arizona homeowners. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. I'm Romy. That's Gary D. behind the glass on the board. We've got Steph ready to take your call at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you've got a project or you want to start a project or you're in the middle of a project, or you have a couple of different estimates from a couple different contractors and you're trying to decide which choice is the right for you and your home, give us a call. We'll help you try and help you talk you through all of that and save you a little time and money along the way. 1-888-767-4348. You can also email info@rosieonthehouse.com. Attach a picture or small video if you need a little help identifying a hammer or a tool or explain what it is you're trying to do. A lot of times a little visual aid can go a long way. You can also text 411-923 during the broadcast only, and we'll take it from there. A little public service announcement. We don't hear, even though we broadcast from a radio station, and this one is a news format during top of the hour news, because we are syndicated through a local company here called Skyview, we actually don't hear news. We just have our own Cajun music that goes for a 6-minute stop set during local traffic and weather. And we're getting texted at the 411-923 about some big police chase, shots fired, guns on. It could be a complete hoax, but if you're out and about, just know that this is all around the I-17 and 7th Street area and kind of around central South Phoenix. So just be careful if you're out and about. Pay attention and be safe out there. This is your happy place, Rosie on the House, your safe place for Arizona homeowners. And we want to make sure no matter where in the great state of Arizona you are, we can assist in that. Calls are lining up. Before we get to them, we don't ask a lot of information, but we need to get a phone number to call back if the connection drops or it's a question that needs follow-up. We like to make sure we have that up front. Obviously, your name, the zip code of your residence, because where you're located, we can determine what and where we may send you for your solutions, whether it's a hardware store or the right contractor, whatever. And then and we get you listed and on hold, and just we generally take it first on hold is first on the air in that order. There's a couple exceptions. If it has to do with a topic that we're in the middle of researching, we may jump or discussing, we may jump you in priority. But generally speaking, man, first on the line, first on air. 1-888-767-4348. Next year, pretty exciting. You know, there's a lot to be said for 30 years in broadcasting, and it will be Rosie's 30th year next year. All started as a little side hobby that he was doing, that he started doing while he was running his remodeling company, and it has continued to grow and expand and grow and expand over the last 30 years. And for the first time ever, as part of our 30th year anniversary, we're putting together a home maintenance calendar for our listeners. You just send us an email. You can sign up online. You can call us. Send it to me. Send it to me. Obviously, for that, we're going to need an address to know where to send it to. But we don't share the information. We don't sell your information. It's absolutely confidential. We'll just mail you a calendar. And each month, it's going to focus on a specific industry. I'm going to use March as an example. Our March of 2018 is going to revolve around windows and doors. So the first Saturday, we're going to be talking with Pella about proper window selection, glass, frame types, different models, whether you're looking at fiberglass or aluminum or wood and aluminum clad. Or I said fiberglass, what's that, vinyl. They've got the Encompass line. So we'll talk through all the different options you have in selecting windows for your home. The next week, we'll be visiting with certified installers, whether it's Assurance Builders in Tucson, Triple E in Prescott, Freelight in Phoenix. We'll visit with installers on how to properly install that window. So you as the listener now week two in March, you'll know how to properly shop for one, how to properly install one. Week number three will bring in window treatment experts, both exterior and interior. Are you looking to cut down the sun? Are you looking for privacy? Are you looking for decorative interior? Just get the sun off out on the exterior. The next week, we'll be talking about front entry door, the first point of entrance for any guests coming to your home, and also the number one entry point of home burglaries or just smash ins right through the front door during broad daylight when you're at work. So we'll be talking about front entry door selection, and then the following Saturday, security screen door selection. There are some beautiful security doors out there. There's also one of our partners in Tucson, Crime Guard, build screens that look like, you know, just a typical sunscreen, but they're a security screen. You can't cut through, you can't beat through, you can't slash through, but it doesn't scream bad neighborhood like bars on a window or I'm a paranoid homeowner. So we'll go through all those different elements in March, and we'll just do that month after month after month. We'll pick an industry and we'll cover four to five different aspects, depending on how many Saturdays we have in that. And then you'll also have your monthly to-dos around your house to check off each month. So that's our home maintenance calendar, but we also wanted to include our listeners. And what we've done is we designed a spot on the top of, you know, when you open your calendar, there's usually a picture on top and all your dates on below. Well, on the top fold in the center, top center, we've put a section for pictures of Arizona wildlife and landscape, and we open that up to our listeners. For the entire month of September, we promote it on air and our newsletter on our website. Send pictures, send pictures, send pictures. We got those. We narrowed them down to, I will tell you the exact number here, 104. We had more entered, but there was a lot people were sending in. You know, they were great pictures, but they also happened to be, you know, like their family posing around the Saguaro or a lot of buildings in the background. And we strictly stripped down to landscapes, wildlife. And they're all posted. We've been collecting votes since October 1st. Tomorrow the voting ends. It ends tomorrow. And the top 12 will go into our home maintenance calendar. So it's a way you guys can also help be part of our first ever home maintenance calendar. It was something that, you know, we wanted to find a way to include the listeners. And a thank you for 30 years and giving back. And it's an opportunity to participate. And I'll give you a little preview on a few things for the pictures. I will tell you, because voting ends tomorrow, I can say this with confidence. Picture number 7 is in. It's standing at number 1, and it is a beautiful picture of a full moon rising over the Superstitions, and it's got a saguaro cactus to the right. I mean, the picturesque Sonoran Desert photo, number 1, by far, right, well, I shouldn't say by far, right on its heels is picture 97. Now, these will be hard to find when you go, because the program that put all these pictures on, it shuffles it, so that way, when people were coming to the website to look at it, it wasn't the same pictures in order every time. It constantly jumbled the sequence just to keep it, you know, obviously if you're the first picture everyone sees the first time, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get a lot of the votes. So this constantly shuffled it and makes you really search for it. And then you create an email and you put the numbers, the 12, and it was going to cost and be way too obnoxious to put in the technology that, you know, users could just click and go 1 through 12, because then you could switch your browsers on the same computer. And to keep people that submitted photos or from cheating the system and voting for their own over and over and over again, you have to send us an email, put your 12 in there. But number 7 and the number 97, that's a beautiful, is standing at number 2 right now. Sunset that has a pink red hue to the clouds, and I don't know what mountain range is behind it, but just another great picturesque Sonoran Desert. We have one shot. Let's see, what number is this? I think it's number 4. Is definitely going to go into our December or January. It's a picture of Arizona stream, definitely the mountains, pines. I'm going to guess these are the White Mountains, but a little stream, snow-capped riverbanks on the side. That's at number three. I'm going to tell you that's probably going to end up in January, December for our home maintenance calendar. It's a lot of fun. And there is one picture. I won't tell you which one, but it's currently ranked number sixth in our voting population that is going to be disqualified. I had to know how my picture would stack up to the voting. So, but I won't allow it. I'll take it out and I won't tell you which one it is, but my personal picture, I've actually had this blown up and framed hanging in our home. It's standing at number six. So it's kind of a little point of pride there, but it is a sunset picture. That's all I'll say, but it's going to be stripped out. So the top 13 are actually going to go in the calendar because mine will be disqualified because it's for you, the listener. I just had to know, was mine good enough? I had to know. I had to do it. All right, when we get back, we're going to go to the calls. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Text 411-923. You can also email into info@rosieonthehouse.com. One of the features we also have on our website is the community calendar. And we talk about events around the state. For example, this weekend, you've got the Arizona Taco Festival going on at Salt River Flat. Next week, you have the Lost Lake Festival. And the following week, you've got the 2017 Mesquite Pancake Breakfast, all great local events.